There are many magnificent promises for those who trust in Jesus as their Savior. 1. There is no judgment for those in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. It's frequently translated as there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, which is obvious. It goes beyond that. We will never be condemned because we will never be judged. There will never be an occasion where our works are judged or evaluated. There's no such thing as the judgment seat of Christ. It's the blessing place of Christ. We will never be judged. And there are blessings from being in God's family. In Ephesians 1, chapter 3 through 6, we read, "Thanks be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Just as he set his affection upon us in him before the foundation of the world, we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him." That means whether we are awake at the time the rapture happens, Jesus comes for us, or whether a Christian has passed away, he's still alive. We're all waiting to be gathered up with him. And another promise for those who trust in Jesus as Savior is that we are sealed by Holy Spirit. The moment we trust in Jesus as Savior, we are sealed in him. He will never let us go. And we have Holy Spirit as our constant companion. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another constant companion, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you." Holy Spirit seals us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, we read, "In Jesus, you also, after listening to the message of truth, that is, the gospel, the good news of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance." Another wonderful promise for those who have trusted in Jesus as Savior is that we will be raptured. We will be airlifted out of here before the great tribulation. Paul says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with archangel voice, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord." Scripture is clear. Believers are raptured out before the 7-year great tribulation. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 9, Paul says, "You turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come." And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, Jesus himself says, "Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." So for those of us who have trusted in Jesus, there's no judgment. We are in his family. We are sealed forever. And we will be raptured out of here before the great tribulation. In sum, we are complete in Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 4, Paul says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him, in the word and also through personal knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not behind in any gift, awaiting eagerly the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Next, warnings for those who do not trust in Jesus as Savior.